I know that there's plenty of content creators out there that have told me that they do something in their stream that they hate, right? They play a game or they do content or whatever that they hate. Why? Because I have to. It's what people are doing, right? I have a channel reward where I do a Bean Boozled thing. I hate them. They make me so sick. They're so disgusting. But I have to do it because that's what other people are doing.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of TACO, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. What drives your relentless pursuit? Is it the allure of numbers and algorithms that keeps you grinding? Have you veered off the initial path you set out on, caught in a cycle of negativity? Take a moment to reflect on the company you keep. The people surrounding us can greatly influence our mindset. When we seek answers within ourselves instead of turning to God, a cloud of negativity may settle, fueled by the lies we explored in episode 1. There's a common misconception that working harder and longer hours is the key to improvement. However, perhaps the solution lies in slowing down, dedicating more time to God, engaging with uplifting godly individuals, and allowing ourselves the rest that we truly need. Let's listen as Ninja talks about 5 unique challenges content creators face, and stick around after that as we reflect on it and I share more of my story.
Tell me if this sounds familiar. You are a passionate Christian content creator, your days are full of work and family and school, and then you record and you edit, you stream, you post, and things are going well. You're enjoying content creation. You started it off. You have a passion for it. Your community is building. You feel like you're having an impact. Because all this is happening, you start to pour even more energy into making your content better, reaching farther. What other media can I do, and where else can I stream, and where else can I send my music, and where else can I post my pictures? And you're just super excited. Now, because of that, you start spending a little less time with your family, a little less time with your friends, a little less time with your church. Your devotional life starts to get a little bit stunted or even skipped. And when people start to ask how you're doing, how's the content? How's the channel? How are you? You start saying things like, oh, I'm so busy. Or, man, the grind is real. Or you just reply with, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just tired. In the midst of all that whirlwind and all that stuff, there's something happening that you might not notice. All those late nights and all those skip meals and keeping up that grind set starts to take its toll on your body, your mind, your heart, your relationships, your spirit. You start to get more impatient with yourself. You start to get a lot more concerned about numbers and trends than you ever were before. And you told yourself when you started that it wasn't about the numbers and it's not about how many people I gather. It's about impacting the community. But for some reason, you're bringing up those, you know, the algorithm, and you're bringing up the charts, and you're bringing up the analytics a lot more lately. Even, and maybe you're guilty of this, I know I am, immediately posting something and then looking back an hour later to see how many people have seen it. Like, you just kind of suddenly caught up on the numbers. Then as the stress and the expectations start getting bigger, your world starts to get smaller and darker. Those small frustrations that were part of content creation and just sort of part of life, they're starting to turn into irritations. They're starting to turn into anger, and they're starting to turn into resentment. Family members who were on your side and you thought were really cool and you were talking and that you love, now they're starting to feel like they're getting in the way and they're not supportive like they said they were. You start to get upset with your online community, the people that you were actually doing this for, your audience, and you're starting to get a little bit, you know, jaded with them, a little bit upset with them because they're not responding the way you want. They're not answering the questions that you want. They're not giving you the feedback you want. They're not sharing the way you want. You feel like other creators are basically stealing your ideas and your audience and are attacking you for no reason. Like, for some reason, you love doing collabs and you loved hanging out with these guys and you were excited when you met them. And for some reason now, you've bumped into a bunch that you're like, man, this one's, you know, I don't like that one and that one doesn't like me and they're not, their vision doesn't match mine. And for some reason, they keep attacking me. Like, everything starts to get smaller and darker. It feels like there's more trolls, there's more negative comments, there's more, it's just worse somehow. The truth is that it's probably not that everyone else in the world turned against you and that content creation is suddenly miserable. It's that constant hustle, that grind set mindset has blinded you to some rough stuff, some bad things that are happening inside of you. I believe that content creators face a unique challenge. In fact, a series of unique challenges that other creators and other people simply, they don't experience. They experience sort of something, but Christian content creators have something really unique that they kind of, that they're doing and therefore have unique challenges. And those things can impact your attitude in a negative way. So what I want to do is, in light of sort of, maybe you resonated with that story, maybe you understood, you know, what was kind of going on. If you're like, yeah, I've felt that a little bit. Let me talk about five different ways that Christian content creation can kind of affect your attitude and make you negative. And then we're going to talk about five ways you can fix that problem. Okay. So number one is that the number one unique thing that Christian content creators face is that trying to balance being a Christian creator with trying to keep up with mainstream trends. Right? So you are a Christian content creator. You are obviously Christian. You want to honor God with your content. You want to point to Jesus with your content. You want it to be about people and community and love and uniting and helping those who are lost and downtrodden and all that stuff. But at the same time, because you're a content creator, you feel this pressure to keep up with trends. Like, you need to play the latest game, and that's expensive. And you need the newest technology because you want to keep up with, look professional. You know what I mean? You got to figure out all the platforms. Like, do I go on Kick or do I not go on Kick? Should I be on Twitter? Should I not be on Twitter? Is Instagram just vanity or is it actually a good tool? When I go on YouTube, how do I approach it as a Christian? Like, having to do it as a Christian is hard. Do you join the new multimedia sites? Do you follow all the news about the type of content creation that you're supposed to do? And if it says you're supposed to do something that kind of compromises your integrity, or maybe it's something you're not comfortable with, but it could work. It's tempting. It's difficult. And it can kind of suck the joy out of playing the game, creating your content, hanging out with your community, right? Just trying to figure out how to balance yourself, your faith, with all those mainstream trends can be exhausting and overwhelming. Another one is that Christian content creators face criticism from all kinds of areas. They face criticism from people they care for. Their mom, their dad, their pastor, their friends, their youth group leader, all sorts of people that they love and they were connected to and they thought were on their side until they started pouring their heart into content creation. And then suddenly they were starting to be accused of things like wasting their time and wasting their money and wasting their energy and not doing things of value and just playing all the time. They face people who don't understand or support the content creation. Right? As in, like, they're not just kind of like telling you waste your time. They disagree with it. We've all heard stories of content creators who have talked to a leader, talked to a community leader, talked to their pastor, talked to somebody, and they were basically told they should stop creating content and start doing something that's actually valuable for the kingdom, that actually is Christian, right? You feel the sense of antagonism towards people that you thought were supportive. Church and fellow content creators, they suddenly are doing things differently. Even the dreaded algorithm seems bent away from Christian stuff and seems to kind of make things worse, right? It's like, man, it's really hard to be a Christian online, and it's hard to be a Christian content creator, even in real life. Another thing that Christian content creators face is the pressure to conform in a hyper-competitive space. Granted, there's a lot of people out there that are Christians and they're part of really competitive things, whether it be sports or whether it be they're in school or whatever, they understand competition. And it's no different in Christian content creation circles. You want to be yourself. You want to use the gifts that God gave you to serve the audience that you're passionate for. But you look around and there are others who are compromising their integrity. They're keeping up with the trends. They're doing unhealthy, dangerous things, and they're getting more attention. You're like, man, that person over there, they went out and they were like rude to a bunch of people. They did pranks and they got so much attention. Or they hurt themselves. You know, there's people who will like black marker on their face, or they'll eat the hottest thing, or they will, you know, do something disgusting because it gets them some attention. You feel like that's not really me. That's not what I would normally do. But man, people seem to like it. Maybe I should do that. That pressure to conform in this hyper-competitive space can move you away from not just your vision and not just kind of like, how do I grow, but it can actually start to harm you because you're trying to be something you're not and do things that can actually hurt you. I know that there's plenty of content creators out there that have told me that they do something in their stream that they hate, right? They play a game or they do content or whatever that they hate. Why? Because I have to. It's what people are doing, right? I have a channel reward where I do a Bean Boozled thing. I hate them. They make me so sick. They're so disgusting. But I have to do it because that's what other people are doing. Right. I have this reward where something else happened. I don't know. And again, I'm a streamer. And so if you're a musician or if you are an artist or if you're a digital animator or something like that, maybe you have different ways of that this is true. But I know for me as a streamer, there's a lot of temptation to do really stupid, difficult, dangerous things so that I can be more competitive. Maybe you've experienced that too. Number four is maintaining authenticity in your content, right? So being a Christian content creator, part of it is that we really are generally trying to be vulnerable with our communities because we believe that's important. We value honesty and openness, and we want people who are in our communities, in our chat, in our comments, who listen to our music, who follow along on our blog, who read whatever we're doing, who follow the podcast. We want them to feel like they can reach out and share with us and know that we care, because we do. And so therefore we show care to them by giving our heart, by giving of ourselves, by giving of our lives to them. But sharing and being open with people online all the time, including strangers and weirdos and jerks and trolls, can be exhausting. You share your faith story, somebody argues with it. You share your perspective on the Bible, somebody argues with it. You're a female, and the weirdos and jerks just kind of show up because you're a female, right? Maybe you have a physical or mental disability, and people come in and mock you. Maybe it's racism. Like, it's just hard. You're trying to be yourself. You're trying to serve, but because you're in public, and because you're there being vulnerable, it can really hurt. You share your heart, someone jumps on you, and you feel like you're always on defensive. You're defending your own feelings. That maintaining of authenticity in your content, in your stream, in your songs, you share your heart in your song and suddenly people are misinterpreting, or they're accusing you of things because you sang about it. Like, it really does happen. And it can be absolutely negative attitude inducing. The fifth one that I found is consistently dealing with mental health issues, learning disabilities, desperate life struggles, and troubled souls. This one is definitely for streamers, but it's also YouTubers and podcasters, likely people who are musicians, anybody who has kind of a comment section, anybody who has a Discord, like a community that where they connect constantly. And within all that arena, you have a lot of people that have depression, anxiety, social issues, ADHD, other learning disability, autism. Some people are facing poverty, or they're in an abusive situation, or they're on the edge of collapse or divorce, or you're getting messages about how they want to end their life and for they're texting you, or they are, you know, in constantly fighting, or they don't understand who God is or who their faith, or they're losing their faith. They're troubled. And These are the people that are consistently we're trying to serve. And we love them. We love these people. We love their communities. We exist for them. But the truth is that having those kind of folks in our lives, in our communities, and pouring ourselves into them can be overwhelming, because many of us are not counselors, and we're not wealthy enough to help, and we are not trained to do this. We're not apologists. We're not Bible teachers. We don't know how to deal with how to communicate to people with different sorts of learning disabilities. We don't know how to communicate with people with language issues. We don't understand what it means to have racism in our life. We're different, but at the same time, our hearts go out to them, and it can be absolutely overwhelming, and we can do nothing about it. Now, if we were in the inner city, like in a mission, we're focused on like a single neighborhood, that would be one thing, right? That's hard. But we have access to the entire globe, and there are a lot of problems around the world. I know people who have been in streams or have been in comments or in their Discord or whatever, and they're getting like issues from New Zealand. They're getting issues from India. They're getting issues from somewhere in the Middle East. They got it. Like, it's absolutely wild what people are sharing in their communities, and it breaks their heart. People who resonate with our content are often those who have those deep emotional, psychological, relational, practical needs. And more often than not, we have no time, money, or connections or ways to help them. And that can absolutely color our world to look really, really dark and to look really, really hopeless and to wonder how this whole world could go like this. How could people go on? Why aren't people loving? Why aren't people helping? Why is it so difficult out there? Because you love your people and you can't do anything. Especially since you couldn't even find them if you wanted them, because they're online. And this doesn't even take into account the spiritual warfare that we're constantly facing as Christian influencers. That's real. If you're out there and you're public and you are someone who's trying to serve God and love Jesus and love people and be obvious in your faith, and you know, even if you're not doing Bible stuff, even if you're not doing Christian stuff, because you're a Christian and you're trying to be Jesus incarnate to other people, the enemy hates your guts. And it adds even more pressure. So here's some warning signs that you might be slipping into that negative attitude. So the first one's this. You haven't taken enough time to be with God or by yourself. Okay? Some warning signs that you're slipping into that negative attitude, that thing, maybe you're not there yet. Like, the world isn't the worst and everybody's not the worst and you're not the worst and you want to just quit everything all the time and hide in a hole. Maybe you're not there yet, but could you be heading there? So number one is like, you haven't been spending enough time with God and you haven't been spending enough time by yourself. You're always giving. You're always in public, you're always working, you're always writing, you're always crafting, you're always coming up with ideas, you're always editing or trying to work on collaborations or networking, you're always doing stuff, and it feels guilty, you feel wrong, you feel like you're wasting your time if you stop to simply read God's word, to meditate, to practice any kind of spiritual discipline. It feels wrong to be by yourself, to go to a movie by yourself that you're not going to turn into content, or to just play a game that isn't for content, that you're not going to be sharing with anyone, or writing something in your journal that's not going to be used. Like, it just feels weird that you can't to be by yourself. That's a bad sign. That means things are going, you should be able to connect to God and be by yourself and be in a healthy place and go, yep, it's okay for me to do this. If you don't think it's okay to do that and you're starting to pull away from God and you're not spending time alone, that's a problem. Second one is your family and friends and your audience start to comment on your attitude, right? Maybe you don't notice it, but people are starting to point things out and it's annoying, right? You're like, I'm not like that. And why would you say that? I don't think that. But you're starting to get a few comments about things like, hey, are you okay? Hey, you seem pretty tired. Hey, you seem pretty grumpy lately. Or hey, you're looking a little rough. Or you're really upset, you know? Or you're getting a few comments from your family, your friends, even your audience, right? You're starting to get a little feedback like, are you okay? Are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's all fine. It's just, I'm tired. Don't ignore that. It could easily be that you are sliding into that negative mindset. You're sliding into that dark and lonely and difficult and dangerous world that comes with that negativity. If people are starting to comment on it, then maybe look inside and see if there's something going on that maybe you don't notice. Third one is your relationship with fellow creators, your co-creators is being strained. So you're starting to pull away from them, right? Before, you couldn't wait to share good news, share your what you've just learned. You couldn't wait to go to the Discord and bump into a bunch of creators. You were so excited to be part of their communities. You'd go and join their streams and just be happy to be there. And then you'd go create your stuff and everybody was excited. But now for some reason, you're a bit more jealous of the creators that are a little bigger than you. You're spending less time in their communities. You're not as excited to be there. You're starting to see them maybe as a little bit more competition. You're starting to see them as people, were they talking about me when they said that? I wonder if they were talking about me or how come when they post people, you know, react, but when I post the same thing, people don't. It doesn't make sense. Are they, you start to strain your relationships. And so you start to pull away from them, right? Your collabs stop and you don't go to their streams and you don't comment on their Twitter posts and you don't connect with them because you're starting to get that jaded hard heart towards the people that you used to love connecting to. Check that. Is it happening to you? Your view of people gets lower and lower. That's number four. Your view of just people in general gets lower and lower. Before it was like, man, I'm meeting such neat people. I really love hanging out with these guys. I've met so many creatives. I've met so many wonderful, awesome, generous, cool people. It's so amazing. But later as you do this and you start to serve and observe the world and connect with people's hearts, you realize that there's a lot of troubles out there. And so you start just thinking everybody's bad. All the churches are corrupt. All the pastors are corrupt. All the people are out to get you. All the non-Christian content creators are all just leading people astray. And half the Christian content creators are just dead wrong. And anybody who, like the police, they're just the worst. And people who are politicians, they're the worst. And corporations, they're just the worst. And anybody who's in power is the worst. You can't trust universities, can't trust teachers, can't trust the news, can't trust. That becomes your view of the world. People are untrustworthy. Everything is dark. You start to consider yourself, your stream, your content, just a bastion of light in this incredibly dark world. And everyone else is just bad. That's a problem because it's not true, right? It's not true. It's your perspective. You've got those dark shades on. You've got those blinders on, and it's what's causing you to see the world in such a negative way. And the fifth one is your perspective on life becomes more and more cynical. Right? You start doing content, or you start talking to people, or you start working towards something, you start planning something, and it's all like, nah, that's probably not going to work. Man, someone's going to get in the way. Working with those people is never good. Collabs never work out. Raid trains, what a waste of time. Yet one more person is starting up something. Being part of that would be useless. What's the point? Going on Discord, nobody reads my stuff. You start to get just more and more and more cynical about just kind of everything. And so you feel like you're pulling against the world to create your content, to connect to people, to grow in your community, to be able to do important things. But see, somewhere inside of you, you just feel like nothing's ever going to work. Like you're living Murphy's Law all the time. Again, it's not true, or it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy for that matter, but it's because something has changed inside you, right? Someone's inside you. So what can you do to combat this? What can you do to be able to fight against all that? Like, let's say you are that grind set mindset creator, and let's say you have been kind of falling into those patterns, and some of that does resonate with you, and you're like, yeah, that's kind of me. So how do you fight that? Well, let me start in one place. There's lots of places we could start in the Bible, but let me start with Philippians 4:8. And what it says is, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good reputation, if there's excellence, and if anything is worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. That's the secret, right? If you want to fight, you want to battle, you want to take on the world, and you want to be able to do it from a place of faith and hope and light and life, and be able to feed life into people and share positivity, if that's what you want to be, well, then you have to willfully choose to think about true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, good reputation, excellent, things worthy of praise, to dwell on those things. So here's five things you can do. Number one, carve out an intentional personal time to be with God and by yourself. Okay. Spiritual disciplines are often just relegated to prayer time, Bible time, and going to church. But the truth is that meditation and silence and private worship are very powerful. If you go, you know what? No, I am not going to create, and I'm not going to hang out, and I'm not going to collab, and I'm not going to whatever for this period of time during my day. Or maybe you just walk away for like a whole Saturday, or you take off and you get a little retreat or whatever. You carve out time to meditate. What's meditation? Essentially, it means to stop and to chew on whatever it is. You read a little portion of scripture, and then you sit in it. You don't study it. You don't read it over and over and over. You don't spend a bunch of time trying to figure out what it says, and you don't try to write something about it. You just let it sit. It's like tea, putting a tea bag into water and just kind of watching the water slowly turn flavored tea. You're doing that with the Word of God. You're letting it sit inside of you. You're thinking about, what does that mean to me, and where did that come from, and how does that make me feel, and what was going on in my mind, and where did that come from? Like, yes, it's you got to study, and you got to make sure you're not leading yourself astray and all that stuff. But most often than not, we consume the Bible, and then we pray to God, and then we run away. We don't actually take time to chew on what it just said and what it actually means to us, to let God's Spirit speak to us, let God illuminate us, to let God have a time to speak back. Like, imagine every time you talk to your mom, your dad, your friend, your whoever, you got on the phone, you talk, 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 and before they said anything, you hung up, right? That's how a lot of people's prayer life is. They don't actually sit there and wait and listen. Maybe God's got something to say. Number two, purposefully look for true, pure, good, lovely, excellent things around you. Also, get off Twitter, right? So, like, if you're in places that are constantly feeding you negativity, right? This place is full of lies. This place is full of impurity. This place is full of bad stuff. This place is full of ugliness. This place is full of just really crappy things. This is really poor quality stuff. Go and find things that you know are true and are pure and are good and are excellent and are lovely and have quality, and you go there. Go to the museum. Wander around and see amazing, excellent things. Go serve somewhere and see that there are people out there that are absolutely in love with people who are having a difficult time, and they really are good people, and they really do care, and they really are generous, right? Go find truth, right? Go read a biography. Go sit there and read about someone's life, the truth about it, instead of just listening to some news or reading a headline. Go find pure things. Like, move your head away from all the lies and the shorts and all the TikTok stuff and all the things that is always just kind of tinged with falsehood, tinged with fakery. You know, that's kind of what it is. Go and find something that is absolutely pure, absolutely true, right? Go and sit in it. Listen to the reading of poetry. Listen to the reading of scripture. Go in and find time to just be with something that you know is honest and true. Even take a class, right? Just taking a class and going, this is how to do things, or this is what's going on. Go find true and pure and beautiful things. Go sit in a park. Go look at a river. Go enjoy the snow. Go take up photography. I don't mean like real photography, not like work photography. Just like look at things and take a picture with your phone and just be like, man, that's really cool, right? Look at the light in that. It's just really neat. God is so cool, right? Purposefully take time to do that. Number three, surround yourself with encouragers. In other words, people that pray for you and love you in practical ways. Like they send you a present and they send you a card and they tell you they love you and they tell you they're praying for you and all kinds of find those people. If you have to go find them, go find them. Right. I literally did this when I first started streaming. I'm like, I am looking for people who will give me encouragement, who will pray for me and tell me I'm not falling apart. You know what I mean? Like I need that in my life. I need encouragers. And I had people literally sign up. I'll be your prayer support team and your encourager. And they have been. They have been for years. Right? How are you doing? How are things going? How's your health? How's your exercise? How are you eating? Are you doing well? And then all of a sudden a present shows up in the mail and it's just something nice, right? Go find some encouragers in your community, among your mods, in your, among other creators that will purposefully really pour love into you and maybe spend a little time holding you accountable. Right? To really ask, have you slept? Have you taken a shower today? When was the last time you brushed your teeth? Have you been reading the Bible? Like that kind of stuff. Find those people. I literally asked if anybody wanted to, and then they said, yep. Of course, I asked, the crew of people that I would trust and want to do that with, and a few of them said yes, and they've been doing that for years. We need encouraging. And of course, if you're an encourager, yes, you need to have encouragers with you too. We can't always be giving. Number four, take time to maintain a genuine connection with your online community by doing things with them that do not create any content, right? Connect to your community, the people that you love and you serve and the reason that you're doing this in the first place, but do things that create zero content. Just hang out. Play a game with them, like a multiplayer game that isn't content, or just kind of hang out in Discord and have a chat or have dinner with them, right? Just, hey, 6 o'clock on Sunday, we're just going to hang out and we're all going to eat whatever we're eating, but we're going to do it with video chat on. It's weird, but hey, it's popular on the internet. Let's do it, right? Let's do things with them. Just hang out. Even, go hang out in your memes channel. Just kind of read through what are on people's mind or look at their funny pictures and just recognize that they're real people that love being there and they're excited to be there and they can feed into you some joy. Or for that matter, just to go and do an IRL meetup. Obviously that's got its own issues, but at the same time, if you can find some folks that are either co-creators or you find some folks who you just trust and love, they've been part of your community forever, go hang out. If you can, go hang out. Go say hi. It is all about basically finding that relationship beyond your content. That's what that is. It will make you feel a lot better. And number five, simplify your content creation by concentrating on just like your top three priorities, right? What are the top three priorities of a Christian content creator? We cover this like in class. We spend a whole time in the taco class. What are the priorities of a content creator? Really? And it comes down to, connecting to my community, making excellent content, and then whatever your number three is that is unique to you. Like I'm going to make sure I'm connecting to the community, make sure that I'm making decent content, and whatever your third thing is, right? So just simplify. If you're spending all, like, man, I'm really working hard. I'm spending hours on thumbnails, or I'm really, I'm spending a lot of time taking pictures of my office and things around because I just feel like I need to post that stuff on Instagram, or, I need to make sure that I'm always making the memes, or I'm commenting on a million different things, or always like in other people's blogs and sending texts and whatnot to them, or, I'm always listening to everybody else's music and trying to make sure that I'm following what their trends are and reacting to them. And, maybe all that stuff is just extra. Maybe all that stuff is just extra for now. Just simplify what you're doing. Remove the stuff that gives that minimal reward and is just so draining. Like, don't post so many places. Cut down your posting schedule. What's wrong with that? Right? Say you're like, I post every day. Post three times a week, right? I post, once every week. Do it once every 2 weeks, because you are important and your health is important. And I promise you, if you are the leader of a Christian content community and you're making a Christian community, or they love you, if you say to them, what would you rather have? Me sick and miserable and grumpy and sad and horrible, or can I cut my content in half and be happier? All of them will say, please go be happy. We'll be there when your content arrives. I promise. Right? Remove things from your calendar. Start saying no to everybody. Actually, we covered that in the class too. How to say no. It's just say no. I'm can't do that. Not doing that. Be okay with it. The thing I tell people is essentially plan 80% of your week and leave 20% unplanned. Leave yourself margin. You need it because you're human. You can't run at 100%. So let me just close off here. Content creation can be just like the best, most rewarding thing in our lives. Christian content creation, being able to connect to communities and love people where they're at and talk to them about Jesus and share our lives with them is so, it's the greatest thing. I love it so much. But if we're not careful, it can also become the thing that absolutely sucks the joy out of our life. So as I close out here, I want you to remember that the journey towards this positive mindset, this recovering of your joy in all your content creation, your community building, all that stuff is totally possible. It really is possible. You can go from negative to positive. You can go from grumpy to happy. You can do that, but it's going to require intentional action on your part. Just like a plane pilot or like a ship navigator has to make those constant adjustments based on the wind and based on the waves and whatever, they to make sure they get where they're going. If they just kind of set it and forget it, they're not going to end up where they want to be because the external pressures and the external influences are going to move them off course. Same thing with your life. You need to be constantly making adjustments to making sure your attitude is pointing the right way toward a godly way that you don't get sucked into that negativity. That way, once you make those intentional adjustments, your attitude, your habits, things like that will be a lot more positive. So if you need any help with this, talk to your pastor, talk to your mentor, talk to your fellow Christian friends, talk to your fellow Christian creators, or feel free to contact me. Come to the Taco Tribe Discord, spend time in there, say hi to me, hit me with a DM, and I will do my best to help you. We love you at Taco. We love you as creators. We love you as people. We're not here to use you. We're here to support you. So help us to do that for you by coming and letting us know what's going on. All right, creators. Have a good one.
Great talk, Ninja. So here's some thoughts that I have and how they relate to myself and my own personal story and my journey as a content creator personally. I think 2 Timothy has something good that we can read about that will help. But in the past, I have been afraid to share what I'm doing because I didn't believe that my family or that my church family, people at church, would understand or support me in what I was doing. I'm running a video game live stream and using that to talk to people about God. I even struggled with asking my wife what she thought of what I was doing, the person closest to me on this earth other than God, because I believed that I didn't want to hear the answer. I didn't think that you know, there would be support there. I thought that I would be told what you're doing is foolish or it doesn't matter. But I feel very strongly that God wants me ministering to gamers, and so I need to let go of that fear of rejection and let God have control of that, to be open to sharing and asking for help or support, not just financial, maybe not financial at all, but moral and spiritual. So like I said, in 2 Timothy, if we look at 2 Timothy 1:7-9, it says, "For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time." We can take heart in that. We can take encouragement from the fact that the Spirit of God doesn't give us timidity in our purpose that God gives us to spread his gospel and to proclaim his good works and his good name. And I need to put that into play in my own life when I'm telling people about my stream and that. Another thing that Ninja touched on was doing stuff only for content. I have found that I struggle when I want to sit down and play a game. I think, well, if I'm going to play it, then I should stream it. I should use it to do something, because I don't want to just play it. I feel like a kind of waste of time. And that can be a big struggle for people, that maybe they feel like they can't enjoy anything unless they're streaming it, and then it becomes this job instead of a game. But to counter, in my own personal situation, I have found in the past that I played video games way too much. I would stay up and play games and for hours on end until 3 o'clock in the morning type of thing. So games can be a great way to unwind. They can be a healthy way to unwind if balance is found, but they can also be addictive and unhealthy if we don't set boundaries for ourselves. So after streaming for a year or two, I made the switch to start streaming earlier and end earlier at night. So I would only play for 3 hours a night on my stream, and I would start at 8 p.m. and end at 11 p.m. instead of getting on and starting my stream at 10 or 10:30 p.m. and sometimes playing till 3 a.m., which was very unhealthy. I made the switch, and I try not to play too much. I still do play some games outside of stream times, but not nearly as much as I used to. And I have found that it has freed me up for more time with God, family, learning, and growing. I recall when I first considered switching to Twitch from Facebook, I did a few test streams, and within a couple of streams, I had someone come into my stream and make an incredibly disgusting comment about my family, who was on the stream with me at the time. We were playing like Monopoly, and I got really negative about Twitch. The comment didn't show up in the comments. The auto moderator blocked it, but I saw it. And that was my first impression of the Twitch community, was that it wasn't a place for me. It didn't have anything good to offer. But I went back to Facebook and I said, I'm never going back to Twitch. But I was able to let go of that fear that it was all negative, and was able to come back to Twitch. And I found a very positive community, actually. Ever since that first time, I really haven't had anybody come into the stream and say anything as gross or disgusting. There's always the odd person who wants to chat and argue about certain things, and I don't mind chatting and discussing things with people. But I do believe that Twitch is where I'm meant to be, and I think that I can have an impact there. And the community there is growing, and it's amazing, and I could never have imagined how it would grow to where we're at today. I am fortunate, because not long after I decided to start using my stream as a ministry, I found a group of other Christian content creators that I didn't know existed. A friend of mine, Fez, I found Christian Ninja, I found the Safe Streamers group, Love Thy Nerd, and Go Game, among others. And having these people who have been honing their craft for longer than myself and have made the mistakes has really helped me avoid getting into a negative headspace over that grind. The negative people, the work-life balance, and all that. I have found some super encouraging people, and it's awesome to have them by me where I can chat with them and be encouraged. It can take intentionality to get into those groups at first and get yourself involved. I know I felt a bit like a bit of imposter syndrome in the beginning, thinking that these guys and girls are so high above me, right? But once you start to do it and get involved and get vulnerable and open up, it can become a habit, and those people can really, really help encourage you. So I intend to implement some of the strategies that Christian Ninja mentioned, like more hangout streams, being less focused on content creation and more focused on genuine interaction and fellowship with my community. And I can always spend more time with God. And when and if the grind starts to impact me and feel negative and feel like a grind job, I'll listen to those around me and slow down and rest. And I hope that you will too. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his Ko-fi support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.